You're listening to SBS News.
The Bureau of Meteorology is predicting a cold and wet spring. That's because another La Niña event is likely to occur. The Bureau uses a scale to indicate its expectation of a La Niña event happening in the current year, and it has now moved that scale from La Niña Watch to La Niña Alert. Senior meteorologist at the Bureau, Jonathan Howe, explains what exactly La Niña is.
La Niña means changes in the sea surface temperature over the tropical Pacific Ocean, with waters in the eastern Pacific being cooler than normal and waters in the western Pacific to the north of Australia being warmer than normal. And as trade winds strengthen, it increases the amount of water vapour in the air, and this brings more rainfall to the east and centre of the country and a wetter start for the northern wet season.
La Niña events are commonly associated with heavy rainfalls. The alert is likely to be received with concern by those communities in eastern Australia who have already suffered the effects of flooding. The Bureau's Jonathan Howe says further flooding is possible.
And as many Australians in the east know, the soils are still quite wet, rivers are running quite high, and the dams are full. And so with this outlook of increased rainfall, it does bring an elevated flood risk for much of eastern Australia.
But La Niña events don't only impact the eastern side of the country. Professor Shane McGregor from Monash University says the effects can be felt all around Australia.
La Niña's impacts are most clearly concentrated on the eastern half of Australia. So you've kind of got some impact stretching into South Australia and into the Northern Territory. They also have an impact across the north in the duration of the monsoon season. And occasionally there's impacts along the southwest. There's a current that goes around called the Lewin Current. And when we have a La Niña event, that Lewin Current gets stronger, so it transports more warm water.
La Niña and its counterpart El Niño are two phenomena that are still not completely understood, and what is known is based on little more than a century of observations. Professor McGregor says a scarcity of data makes it hard to comment on whether the occurrence of long-lasting or repeated events is unusual, or if the frequency of La Niña will change.
Exactly why they don't terminate as well is kind of still something that we're kind of doing scientific research on. This is, I suppose, not inconsistent with what we've seen in the historical past. So we've seen what they call a triple dip La Niña event on several occasions.
The phenomenon is so complex that the La Niña event may not preclude very dry days occurring in between heavy rainfalls. Dr. Agus Santoso from the University of New South Wales explains.
Because the outlook is wetter than normal, the risk of bushfires is actually lower. But it does not mean that there will not be days that are going to be very hot and dry. So we still need to be prepared for bushfire risk.
The Bureau of Meteorology is urging people to stay informed on the weather conditions as they continue to evolve. Julien Oyer, SBS News.